watching TV.
Phil Henry Show at 1-800-449. God! God's getting me for that whole lung cancer thing with Ted Bell. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. Dr. Jim Sadler is with us. He has written a book called Lessons from Jesus, A Cautionary Tale. This is a children's book. It goes on to tell stories. One is the story of Elian Gonzalez, who disobeyed his father and ran away to America with his mother and his stepfather, and God punished him by drowning his mother and stepfather. And Elian lost his mother and stepfather as punishment. He should have immediately turned around and started paddling back for Cuba. He went to America instead. Now, part of this is, and I have the book right here, is it's a pop-up book. So you've seen these children's books with the little pop-up figures, and this one, you go to page one, you see the raft pop up with Elian and his mother on it and his stepfather. You see the next one, they pop up and Elian's by himself. The next one, there are two pop-up hands. Now you pull the tabs, the hands go up and down in the water. That's Elian's mother and stepfather. I have to say, in all of this, Dr. Sadler, to teach children the lesson not to disobey their parents.
Not to disobey their fathers primarily. The Bible has ample precedent for this. The book of Corinthians tells us that the man is the head of the household, and in so doing, they tell us that the father, who is the progeny of Jesus, is the one to obey.
Now, this chapter here on Nicole Simpson.
Nicole Simpson was punished by Jesus because she disobeyed her husband and went out with other men.
Yeah, but you make the point, there is a lady named Nicole Simpson who probably wasn't killed by O.J. Jesus killed her.
I
understand it. He didn't kill her. He sent out the orders or something. This is setting up like something out of a mafia book.
Well, we make the point that possibly Nicole disobeyed her husband, who, again, is the head of the family. And as such, Jesus had her necktied or whatever. And
this is in a children's book?
The story is well known to every child because it was on television, it was on the radio, it was in the movies over and over and over again. We try to let people know how these things relate in the world to young people.
All right, Dr. Jim Sadler, 1-800-449-8686, Gainesville on the Phil Henry Show. Hello. Gainesville, hello. Yes, sir.
Hello, yes. This sickens me, actually. I mean, I'm appalled that he would accredit this to Jesus Christ.
Well, wait a second.
A loving God, a God that came down to save people, a God that came down and died on a cross to save children.
I'm looking at the book here. You pull the tab and Nicole's head falls off. What is that?
That's part of the book.
It's trash. It's a
trash
to children. How you can say this is lessons from Jesus is, I mean, I
are you
totally
telling, wait, wait. Are you telling me that young people are not supposed to honor their father and mother and obey them?
No, I'm not telling you that, but I'm telling you that in the Corinthians part that you used, with
right.
a man being the head of the house.
That's correct.
I agree with you. It does say that, but it goes on to say, though, that if you will look at it and take it in its full context, that the man is supposed to treat the woman as himself.
With respect, yeah. Now,
and do the things just like he would be treating himself.
You're absolutely right. But if the woman doesn't obey the man, if the child does not obey, then what do you do? Especially when you've got this kid, Elian Gonzalez, who can teach the world a lesson. I didn't kill the kid, did you? Of course you didn't.
Didn't either.
Well, there's only one guy that did, Jesus.
Jesus could not possibly have done that.
Couldn't possibly do it. He's only God. Come on,
no, he
can do anything.
Possibly.
Why are you all against me? I'm just trying to make this world a better place. And
because the method, sir, when you pull this tab here and Nicole Simpson's head falls off, what is a kid supposed to take away from that?
It turns a horrible event into something that is at least the child can handle.
I challenge your right to wear the title doctor.
You challenge my right to wear the title of doctor. You may very well. There are many unorthodox ideas. We're trying to bring religion back into the schools. Don't you believe in religion?
Yeah, I do not believe in religion.
You
no, I do not.
You don't believe in prayer in schools?
I believe in God. I believe in the Bible. I believe in Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit.
Well, there you go.
I know that Jesus is God. Wait a minute. Let me finish.
Jesus is God, isn't he?
I do not, as a belief, believe in religion.
Well, all right. Do you believe in
religion
Jesus?
Religion is a man-made thing.
You believe in Jesus?
Religion is a man-made thing.
We got that, sir.
I believe in Jesus.
All right. So do you believe he could? You're telling me he couldn't drown that kid? Oh, come on.
No, not to be the God that he is supposed to be.
He's absolutely not. Well, then who drowned her?
Who drowned her?
Yeah.
She drowned because she couldn't swim.
She drowned because God had to teach this kid. You don't get it. None of you people get it like that.
All right. I don't know that anybody is ever going to actually, you know, we're ever going to be able to figure out who did it.
But I tell you who did it.
Jesus drowned. Okay. Here is Ocala on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hello.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I'm trying to figure out. Yeah, I have to agree with the last caller about challenging this guy's claim to being a doctor.
Why?
Okay, now, when was Jesus not, didn't he say that he was a divider, that he should divide the father against the son? Now, here's a kid that's leaving a communist country where Christianity is outlawed, coming to America where he can worship God and Jesus.
Yeah, but he didn't
obey
his father.
And his mother gets killed, and you try to say that Jesus did that? You're crazy.
No, I'm not crazy. He didn't obey his father.
Yeah, you're crazy.
He didn't obey his father. He broke a commandment.
How do you know he didn't obey his father? Did you ask his father?
Did his father want him to go to America? No.
I don't know.
Oh, you don't know? Then you don't read the newspapers. His father
yes,
wants
I
the boy back.
Yes, I do read the newspapers.
Well,
the only thing you hear about what his father says is what you get out of Castro's government,
which is a communist government
that hates Jesus.
Read the newspaper right side up. It said that the father wanted his son back, okay? Why do you throw all this Bible crap
you
at
know,
me? I don't read the Bible.
I guess you didn't understand it because it didn't have any pop-ups in it.
Just because the government hates Jesus doesn't mean that you have to, all right?
No, I don't hate Jesus. You wouldn't write a book like that. You know,
and what's that crack about pop-ups supposed to mean? I wrote a great book here for kids.
You wrote junk that I wouldn't let one of my kids touch.
Why? Oh, so in other
Why?
Words, you want your kids
Come
to be disrespectful?
You got Nicole's head falling off, and you're trying to tell somebody that Jesus, the Lord of Love, did that.
He didn't do it himself. He had people do it.
Did you write this book so you could get on a radio and
no,
make a
I wrote
money,
this book
or,
so
is
that
is
people
that what it's all about, buddy?
Lessons from Jesus is the story of honoring your father and mother, and if you don't,
okay.
Then your head falls off.
Okay.
Well.
Luke 53, the father shall be divided against the son, and the son against the father, the mother against the daughter, and the daughter against the mother.
I don't get it.
And if you believe in Jesus and you follow him and you disobey your father doing that,
your mother
is he going to stomp your head in?
Look what happened to John Bonet. She got her head kicked in by Jesus because she wouldn't do what he told her to do.
John Bonet got killed by her father.
Oh, I see. So you know how that you don't know how that thing went. Jesus did it. That's why they haven't been able to find.
Oh, you know how it went. Jesus came and told you that.
As a matter of fact.
Yeah, I knew you were a nutcase.
Oh, so you think I'm nuts because the Lord speaks to me? You think I'm nuts because God talks to me?
Yeah.
Get it.
All right. Yeah, Jesus told you that he kicked in John Bonet's head.
Divine inspiration, Phil, comes in many ways.
1-800. Thank you for your call. 1-800-449-8686. Salt Lake City on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hi. Yeah.
Yes.
Let's go back to the JonBenet thing. Now, you're saying that she was killed because she didn't obey her father. Now, what about Patsy Ramsey? She was driving her to these things. She was taking her all over to these things. Why was the child, an innocent child, killed when the mom was pushing her? And why wasn't the mother killed?
This isn't about killing the mother. It's about lessons from Jesus and what happens to children when they don't obey their father.
But the mother was pushing her.
It's about what happens to children when they don't obey their father.
Okay. Lessons from Jesus. It's a children's book.
So your theory is that children Now, do you even believe?
All right, do you have an opinion on this, sir? What is it?
The death of the child hurt the mother. The mother suffered too.
Do you believe in psychology?
In what?
Psychology.
What's that got to do with Jesus?
It has a lot to do because do you believe there are crazy people?
Let me ask you something. You got any kids?
No.
Have you got any kids? Just if you got
I
any
do.
Kids, yes
now,
or no?
Let me ask you this.
Yes or no?
Do you believe in psychology?
You do. You want your kids disobeying you?
You know what? If they do, we talk about it.
I think the man's asking a good question. Do you believe in psychology?
I don't want God to kill him. If God were to take my child from me because he disobeyed me,
so God can take your child from you.
I would have a problem with
that. So God can take your child from you. See,
you
admit it.
There are crazy people that have a chemical imbalance in their head.
Sure, of course I do.
Okay.
But I think a lot of them are being manipulated by the United States government.
Okay. What about the girl who was a pilot? She was 9 years old. She
right.
was trying to fly cross country. Okay?
Right. Right.
It has been proven that children at that age cannot set a goal, carry out the goal. It's impossible for them.
She was killed by Jesus because
she
disobeyed her father.
So
she took the plane without his permission. Do you ever listen to
Art?
Do you ever listen to Art Bell? I love him, and he has a theory on this. She disobeyed her father. She took the keys to the plane.
And so he cracked the plane up.
That's right. That's right.
No, she didn't take the keys to the plane. They were both in the plane together.
Well, he didn't know she was flying it, as far as my information goes.
Well, who did he figure was flying it?
He was in the back
of
sleep.
The daughter and the father were killed at the same time.
But he didn't know she was flying the plane. He figured somebody else was.
Where was he?
He was in the plane with her when
he
died.
He was taking a nap, from my understanding.
Taking a nap. Thank you for your call. One more call, and then Dr. Sadler will... Todd's Bookstores?
Todd's Bookstores, right. There's one in Jacksonville.
Tampa, hello. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
Hello.
Yes.
My goodness, who is this quack you have on the phone? I have 3 children. I would no sooner let my kids read this pop-up book than I would let them walk down the railroad track with a train coming head on.
You're in Tampa?
I am.
There are 2 Todd's Bookstores in Tampa.
You know what? I would rather be shot down dead than go buy my children this book.
Oh, you would not rather be shot down dead. You'd rather get this book. This is Lessons from Jesus. Learn to be a good mother.
Yeah, what kind of lesson would that be?
Learn to be a good mother. Get the book.
No, you know what?
I am a good mother,
and that's why I would never let my children look at a pop-up book of Nicole Simpson's head falling off because she disobeyed her husband.
You're trying to undermine your husband. Beware, Jesus is going to get you.
Oh, you know what? You are a quack.
No, you are undermining your
husband. Quack.
Beware. You've talked about an automobile accident. Are you going out to the store tonight?
You know what? I'm sitting in my driveway because I cannot believe the nonsense coming out of your mouth.
I wouldn't go driving anymore. You're going to piss your husband off, and then Jesus is going to come
and probably kick your head in. You obviously
Jesus
are
is going to come and
is
kick
that
this.
Correct?
I was married once.
Once? Hello? And why didn't that marriage work? Because your wife didn't
my
kiss
wife
the bottom
didn't
of
obey
your
me. She didn't obey me, and God held.
Oh my God!
God held her head in a tub of water. Oh, funny!
You are
it is.
A quack.
God held her head in
the,
underwater in a tub, and she'll learn.
Goodness.
She'll learn.
She's dead.
You
did
know
she
what?
Learn?
She's been a better place now than she was living at your house.
The hand of God is almighty. Don't piss him off.
You.
Now, Mr. Henry, my book is available at Todd's Bookstore in Tampa, Florida. This lady better go out and buy it.
Tell me what the name of the bookstore is.
Todd's, T-O-U-D-S.
Oh, you know what?
Well, I might be
misspelling
it. If
anybody in Tampa is listening, don't go to that place because this
there's nobody in Tampa listening.
Oh, no.
Thanks very much for that.
It's a bullcrap show.
Thank you,
Let me just tell you something.
Yeah, tell me one thing.
Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
Presents the Skippy and Frank Sports Talk Show. Skippy and Frank, fired from 5 other jobs, are now doing Sports Talk. The Skippy and Frank Sports Talk Show. call up and talk sports with the guys. 1-800-ASSHOLE. 1-800-ASSHOLE. Call Skippy and Frank. Let's talk sports.
All right, it's about 24 minutes after 6 o'clock here. Skippy and Frank.
I'll tell you that.
You got a Laker game later on? Wow. Talking sports here, Skippy and Frank. Now, you know, I got last shot. We are hot. There's no doubt about it, Frank. We're just hot. You know, last shot we had, I took a over-under, got a 12-gauge shotgun, and shoved it in my mouth, blew part of my face away.
Man, that was so cool.
Isn't that cool? General manager couldn't handle it.
That was so cool. I just saw part of your face hitting the wall. That's so bitching, man. Yeah.
We're edgy. Yeah.
We really are.
We are so edgy. Now he wants to take a chance on hiring us. Just give me a friend. Let me tell you like it is. Give us a call here. 1-800-ASSHOLE. 1-800-ASSHOLE. Call, find out what's going on. Watch out, Howard Stern. We got the edge.
That Stern is over. Guy sucks. We got it going on, though. Skippy and Frank, man.
Really? I see him take a shotgun, stick it in his mouth, and pull a trigger. Blow part of his face and skull away. That is comedy. That's pure comedy.
Guy's too pussy to do it. He's too pussy.
Yeah, and these people ought to get on it. So is websites, you know, and talk about what a pussy is.
I don't know about that. Yeah.
Hi, Skippy and Frank here. Hey, let's talk Final Four, huh? Final Four. God damn, Florida, North Carolina is going to be so awesome.
I love that with Michigan State.
Michigan State sucks.
What are you talking about? I went to Michigan State.
The Spartans sound so gay. The Spartans, man. Michigan State's got no shot at all. No shot at all. Florida all the way in this deal.
Yeah, well, Florida but Gators. What's that? What are they chomping on down there, huh?
I got a special guest here. Skippy Frank here, Sports Talk. Skippy Frank, Sports Talk, Tide 626. Trying to get Shaq O'Neal. This is so awesome, Shaq. Come on in, man. Shaq O'Neal.
Oh, man, I'm a big fan. How you doing?
Shaq, you are so awesome, man. You're so awesome.
Thank you.
Hey, Shaq, Frank.
Yeah, how you?
Good. Shaq O'Neal with us here, and, man, you just, you get it done. Night after night, the Lakers are bringing it, you know?
So cool, yeah, you guys are on a big, big streak there. What are you, like 25 out of 26 or something? You're bringing it. You're taking out all the major teams that are, how you guys think you're going to play against Michigan State?
Michigan State, man, that's college, you know.
That's pro.
God, what a dumbass, man. NBA, huh?
Oh, it's pro. Shoot. It's pro, Shaq, my man. My man. Come on, give me skin, man.
You a white man. I'm not comfortable with you.
Come on, man. Give me some skin. Yeah, all right, right. So awesome, everything you're doing out there. Hey, why don't I take a phone call from President Clinton is on the phone, Shaq. Want to take a phone call from President Clinton, Shaq?
Yeah, all right, man. I'll do your disc jockey bit.
Hey, it's President Clinton. Hey, President Clinton, how you doing?
I'm doing real good. And I want to ask Shaq. Hey, Shaq. This is President Clinton.
Yeah, man. What do you want?
Let me get a drink here. Oh, jeez.
Let me get a drink here. Hillary, get me a drink.
Jesus, man, you can't suck.
Sweet suck. Come on, Shaq. Hey, Shaq. A lot of the guys on your team say you cherry pick it under the basket. Isn't that right?
No, man, I don't cherry pick. I'm the only guy on the team that works.
Hey, ask me the other question, you know.
Hey, Shaq. You like white women? Big, tall, 7-foot black.
What'd you say to me, man?
Goddamn, Shaq, I'm so...
Did you ever talk to me like that, you punk? Lily light mother... You look...
Hey, Shaq, come on.
Come here. Come here, don't pass out yet, you little bastard. And what'd you say about me and white women?
I said...
I'm out of here, man. You suck.
Hey, Shaq. Skippy. Skippy, come here. Are you all right?
This is Skippy. Thank you. Bastard, Shaq.
Oh, man. Skippy just had the he just had his brains pounded from his ears by Shaq O'Neal. No, that wasn't really Shaq. I have to say that because early on we had the Lakers calling us, when I say early on, like 3.5 years ago, calling saying, how dare you put Shaq O'Neal on the air? Well, no, we didn't have Shaq really on the air. That was somebody impersonating him. But Skippy did get his ass kicked, and he's laying on the floor next to me to prove it. It's Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. I tell you about this golf tournament that we went to yesterday for the kids. So this is the school I'm telling you about. My oldest stepson there, Nick. And he is going to be going to a great high school. I think it's going to be tremendous. I better not give the name of it because, but it's just a good school. We had a golf tournament for them yesterday. So I was up early and I had on a golf shirt and my wife said, put on your Dockers. At what point did it happen? At what point did I look in the mirror and saw, not my dad, because my dad was in great shape. My father was in pretty good shape. My dad played football, and at my age, at 48, he was slender. He was on this Mayo Clinic diet, which was the big thing back then. So he was about 185 pounds. He was a lean, mean fighting machine. But at what point did I start looking like somebody else's fat father, you know? I had on a golf shirt and the Dockers that my wife says I look so great in, and a pair of black loafers. Did I have a golf? I didn't play, no. My ass? Now, Melissa's trying to ask me something about my ass. I've got a big ass? Oh, I got a great ass. Thanks, Melissa, thanks. All 800 pounds of it. You're very nice. But when you get out of bed at 6 o'clock and you get yourself over to the old golf tournament, it was pretty funny, too, because they had a putting green and they had little trees and bushes and stuff, and they were supposed to putt and win money, and I was standing. They were very nice guys, and a couple of the guys that were out there were actually pretty famous, but I can't remember their names. They said there were some famous guys standing there. Guy walks up to me and says he's Robert Wagner. I said, whatever, and only later did I find out that it was supposed to be something. I should have known who he was. So I'm doing this thing. I didn't really meet Robert Wagner. I would have known who that was. No, they were all just very nice guys. So, but I'm wearing this golf shirt, the big gut, the wraparound shades, the loafers and the Dockers, and no hat. I refused to do that. I refused to go the full route. And then went down to the food wagon that they had there and helped them serve up hamburgers and hot dogs and generally just sat and just sat in a level of fatness all my own. Just sat there like a little Buddha. Buddha boy is what they're calling me now. I know, I've been bellyaching about it for a long time. Why don't I do something about it? I'm trying. I went out and we walked up a hill. My wife took me walking into the mountains the other day. Into the mountains. On a lone, thin mountain highway. Wrong step. Ah! All the way to the bottom of the cliff. All the way to the bottom of the ravine. Or is it a barranca? I don't know which. Walked up there, and you know, you don't look good or anything. I got on the black shorts, and I got on white socks with a stupid pair of black Nikes and a stupid T-shirt. The only one that fits me is, it's what is it? It's like Mark and Kim on Coast. It's a Coast shirt. Listen to Mark and Kim along the coast. They're very, very nice guys, Mark and Kim. I love you, but I just look like a jerk. And I'm walking up there. Oh, man. I promise that by this summer, I'll have it down. What is the date today? Today is April what? 28th. April the 28th. March the 28th. By June 1st, that's April, May. 2 months? What do you figure I can lose in 2 months? 20 pounds? I'll have it down to about 220. That ain't bad. It ain't great, but it ain't bad. I promise you in a couple of months, I'll stop talking about it and I'll just do it. I'll lose the weight. But tonight, I understand that we're having pork chops. However, after that, tonight we are having pork. Pork! Pork! I'll have it down to 220 in 2 months. I do understand, however, we're having smoked ham tonight. I told my wife, I said, why don't you get a nice light ham? Is there such a thing as ham light? She said, no, maybe ham's light, the beer. There ain't no light ham. Get off it, Henry, okay? There ain't no lean ham. I'm the guy that got everybody at our house on pork chops. She's like cooking this pork fat up. So, you know. By the way, we got the rug fixed. I finally called this company supposed to fix that rug in that maid's, I say maid's quarters. It's a guest room. Well, okay, so, you know, I'm trying to hire somebody still to go in there and sleep there and pretend like they're a maid, even though I can't afford it. I said, you can sleep there and pretend like you're a maid, but yeah, you don't have to do nothing. Just walk around with that apron on. And my friend Bob said, no, he wouldn't. I said, how about your wife? Anyway, they're gonna fix this. They finally called. Okay, in other words, I got doors off of. There's no doors in this room. And I can't put the door back on. And the rug is ratted out. They finally called. They said that they would go ahead and replace the rug. And you know, we're gonna bill the manufacturer of the washing machine. Notice I haven't told you who it is. Oh, you mean I haven't mentioned Whirlpool yet? Well, I shouldn't. So they're going to fix that. They're going to, you know, pay for the rug, and I'm going to replace it. And I said, and how about some of that antifungal spray? Well, they don't do that. Now I'm paranoid that something's going to grow underneath it. They don't do that. They don't spray no antifungal. They just sit there. So we're going to have that all done, finally. What else? What else can I bitch and complain about? Just crap. You buy a house, man, there ain't nothing right with that for a year. A solid year. There ain't nothing right with it. Don't buy anything new. You might as well buy a house that's 40 years old. Buy one that's haunted. Don't get a new one. You get a new one, it's just as bad as the old ones. Old ones, maybe you got a doorknob falling off or something like that. But you figure, if you buy an old house, hell, man, I expect something to go wrong with an old house. Boards are going to creak. Windows, stuff is going to happen. You buy a brand new house, I'm listening to a board creak, and I think I'm out. I think I've been screwed. Somebody is sticking it to me. A board creaks in the floor here. So, and then the other thing, you got to get a load of this. People are just walking in to my house. They're just walking in. Hi, can I use the bathroom? This is no longer the model, sir. This is now a home purchased by human being. Oh, God, excuse me. Because at one time they were used to just walking right in because it was the model. We bought the model because we wanted all that upgrade stuff. Ain't got no furniture in it, but we got the model anyway. Isn't it great? You got this model, no furniture. I got the Sears Roebuck furniture in the model. I got like rattan chairs and stuff that we bought. I mean, I cobbled together what do you call those things you put plates in? A cabinet? I put that together with like old Pepsi boxes and stuff, you know. We still got like Mason bricks with boards on it for our bookshelves in the model. So the guys, people are walking in. Guy comes in today, you know. Hi, can I use the can? No, you can't use the freaking can. This is my house. Oh, Jesus. Oh, God, I'm sorry. I told my wife, lock that stinking door, will you? Because she's, like, getting paranoid. So what I'm going to do now is put a bucket of water right there at the door. Hi, is this the... Something like that. I don't know. It's just anything new. It's a lot of fun. We're very happy, and we're happy that you're with us here on the Phil Henry Show this evening. Hope you've enjoyed our program. This is about as good as it gets. We do all of these interesting little bits of theater, and then we talk about our lives. And Craig Taylor, by the way, is here, my fine young producer, who just shaved his mustache off, and he looks like 30 years younger, and the guy's only 25. So, essentially, Craig, you look like you should have before your mother gave birth to you. You look fine. Hasn't he got a nice, handsome face on him? You get rid of that facial hair, man. And what's up with... And Schaefer, you shave, too. You look like you're 35 with that beard. You take that facial hair off, man. Suddenly people start looking at you like you're a human being again. Like an animal, not like the animal that you are. You guys wear these goatees? I can't wear a goatee. I look like a homeless man when I wear a goatee. When I have that Fu Manchu, I look like a guy... I look like that cat going through the dumpster. New show rule, no facial hair. I want it off. It's the Phil Henry Show, people with faces. I'm turning into a real asshole in my old age. Take off the facial hair. Shave it off. Melissa, you shave too. We'll discuss where when the show's over, but you're everybody clean shaven, top to bottom. You with that beard. I had a beard. It looked like Brillo soap. It was a Brillo beard because I'm a Mick, so it came in curly. Oh, man, I had this beard with, like, and you couldn't put a comb through it. It's the stupidest thing I ever did in my life was growing that beard, and I had it for, like, 3 years, covering up my beautiful Irish looks when I had good looks. Now that I'm ugly and I really need a beard, my wife, she won't let me grow one. Back then, I didn't need no beard, and I grew it anyway, see? By the way, Melissa tells us that it's already taken care of, that shave thing that I was mentioning. Thanks, I really needed to learn that. Oh, God, really? You know, one of the great days of my life was when Maria said to me, well, I don't know, better not. That's a nice surprise that your young lady may give to you one of these days. Should have got her. Shaver. All right, 1-800-449-8686. No, no, Shaver. It's a Phil Hendry show. Show. This is the Phil Hendry Show. Thank you very much for being with us. And as long as you can hang with us during the day, during the week, and I have to tell you that it does take more than one show to figure out what we're doing here. And I always bring up the example, and I will do it again, of Noah Cross talking to Jake Gittes in Chinatown when he says to Gittes, "You think you know what's going on, Mr. Gittes, but you don't." That's pretty much the Phil Hendry show. You think you know what's going on, but you don't. All right. Which doesn't make you dumb. It makes me dumb. Doesn't make you dumb. Because I'm the dumb guy doing this dumb show. Now, when I was a kid growing up, actually, I never grew up. But when I was a kid, I had a friend. We were both like 12 years old. And we were in Arcadia, which is a suburb of Los Angeles, out northeast of L.A. And we grew up there. And he's a real good pal. And he's out there somewhere. And, you know, I see him occasionally at parties now, you know. But we're kids. I used to ride my bike down to his house. And he'd say to me, "Come on, let's go up to the public library." You want to know this guy's name? Dick Wood. That is the God's truth. And he's a great guy and eventually became a hell of a good musician. Real artist. Plays like 5-6 instruments. How about that for a name? I think they call him Richard now. I mean, there's only so much a guy can take. What a sense of humor his folks had. Dick Wood. Not that anybody knew back then, but he started figuring out. So he says, "Let's go up to the public library." And we used to ride our bicycles over to the library. Now, here's a couple of 12-year-old white kids. We go into the public library in Arcadia, and we'd head for the audiovisual department, and he'd say, "We got to start pulling out some of these records here. I want to get some of these records, and we'll go over there to that turntable and listen to some of these records." I said, "Well, what is this stuff, Dick?" He says, "Check this out. Sonny Terry and Brownie McGee, Lightning Hopkins, Leadbelly, John Lee Hooker, Big Bill Brunzi, Sunhouse, Ma Rainey, Blind Lemon Jefferson, Mississippi John Hurt, and a couple of white boys thrown in, Dave Von Schmidt, Eric Von Ronk, and Spider John Koner, and I think it was Tony Little Son Glover, Paul Butterfield, John Hammond, who was the son of a CBS record producer. All these guys played the blues. They played acoustic blues for the most part, although the Paul Butterfield Blues Band was electric blues band, and Big Bill Brunzi also sort of electrified some of his music. Now, I know none of you people know what the hell it is I'm talking about, do you? Although all the music we listen to in the world today, much of the popular music we listen to in the world today, if not all of it, can be traced directly back to the individuals that I've just named. Rock and roll wouldn't be around were it not, at least in part, for a lot of these people, although much of rock and roll was informed by the hillbilly thing, too. But the roots rock, all these cats, John Lee Hooker and everything. And so, you know, I got into this stuff. I'd listen to this music, you know, to the point where I started learning how to play the harmonica, and I wanted to be a blues man. It's a little tough when you grow up in Arcadia. The only railroad track we had was going by the house and was on its way to Hollywood. I'm white. My old man's got a good job. I ain't got no blues to speak of. But I sure love that music and listen to it thanks to Dick Wood. And this cat would have these records. And then we went out and bought a lot of these records, you know, and read the liner notes and got the history of the music. And there was a guy named John Lomax who used to travel to South with a tape recorder that he got from the State Department. His job was to go throughout the southern part of the United States and tape record the music of these artists who were working in cotton fields, or they were working in a mill someplace, or they were playing in a roadhouse somewhere. These guys who were it not for the recordings of John Lomax working for the State Department, we wouldn't even know who these guys were. But a lot of their music is saved on tape. And one of them was a guy named Robert Johnson, who is deified by many because he wrote so many songs that later became popular rock and roll records, you know, like Crossroads Blues, Catfish Blues, things like that, Statesboro Blues, all that crap that the Allman Brothers made a whole lot of money playing. And this guy, Robert Johnson, went to Chicago. They took him up to Chicago, and they got him into a recording studio, and they recorded his music. And then he went back to his hotel room. And what happened, Mike? Did he wind up getting stabbed by a hooker or something?
Later.
Somebody poisoned him or something. The guy did exactly maybe. He did an album. We have the complete recordings of Robert Johnson. Kind-hearted Woman Blue, Rambling on My Mind, you know, all his stuff, man. Here's Crossroads right here. So in honor of Dick Wood and Robert Johnson, we're going to close our show with some of this stuff tonight. And which one? All right, we'll play this. This is called, I don't know, man. I know it ain't You Ain't Nothing But a Hound Dog or something. This is Traveling Riverside Blues. This is Robert Johnson. He was possibly poisoned, possibly stabbed by a jealous boyfriend of a woman that he had met in Chicago. And don't you know he wishes he never left Mississippi? Probably the only black guy ever to say that. And the fidelity in this, outstanding.
If your man get personal, won't you have your phone? If your man get personal, won't you have your fun? Says, come on back to pride fun, mama, and bail out all night long. I got women in Big Bud, clean on into Tennessee. Women's in Vicksburg, clean on into Tennessee. But my pride point right now hops all over me. I ain't got to stay no color, but a front teeth crown we go. Down my leg, baby. You know what I'm talking about. You can squeeze my lemon.